When the nights get long and dark, we need stories more than ever. It's important that there are so many holidays and traditions for this time of year. Lights and parties and gatherings are great, but these things don't make you feel automatically happy. When the nights are long and dark, even despite all those lights and opportunities for parties, we can feel a bit stuck in the dark ourselves. And I think that's why we need stories. I think that's why we tell so many stories this time of year especially. I think stories reach us in a special way, and we can feel their company when we're feeling isolated. Even when we've hid ourselves away, the stories kind of reach us in ways that maybe those other methods just don't. Maybe it's because they sneak up on us a little bit. In Lupita Nyong'o's story, the girl Sulwe, the color of midnight, gets teased by others and feels bad about how dark her skin is. Her mother tells her, "Don't listen to them. You are beautiful." That's just her mother, and mothers are supposed to say that. What seems to make the difference is the story that she gets told about day and night and how they need one another. That story is able to reach her, and she's able to feel its company. And the story helps us all, as we listen in, develop a different relationship to the night and to the dark. As winter solstice approaches and the nights get long, I read and reread stories and fables about the dark, looking for company and trying to come into relationship with the long nights as something other than just long and dark, but as a resource for hope and spiritual insight and renewal. One of the stories I go back to over and over again is a story that's kind of about being left out. The version that I know is from a collection of winter solstice stories from around the world that were put together by a woman named Carolyn McVigor Edwards, who retells the stories with, she's really got a gift for turning a phrase. So I'm going to start sharing this story and alternating between that and sharing what I think about what's going on. So all the beautiful language, that's Carolyn McVigor Edwards. All the pedantic stuff, that's me. The story is called The Sun Cow and the Thief. The Sun Cow and the Thief. The story comes from the Kutia Konde tribe in eastern India. They are, among other things, known for skill at wood carving. And in this story, there's a village that's described as like a hinged box with many sides. Outside of the box, there's a lonely man looking in. There are cracks or gaps in the walls of the box village, and through those gaps, what he sees is beautiful. He could see brightly colored crisscross lines everywhere. People walked to and fro along the lines, carving shapes and painting shimmering colors as they went. The man saw an order that was so neat and easy, it seemed he should have been able to slide right in, the very blood in his body singing. And that sounds gorgeous to me. And maybe it's a little bit like the box that we're in right now. Light and color, intersections. The problem with the box village in the story is that it has no doors, just has these gaps and breaks in the wall. The lonely man on the outside, he feels like he could only look and never touch. He would always be on the outside looking in. I think all of us can remember a time when we felt that way, on the lonely outside, looking inside at color and light. There's one more character in the story, the sun cow, of course. The sun cow walks around the box village, milking out her light in the day and filling the village box with color and warmth. At night, she chewed her cud, her black sides giving quiet warmth but no light. We might wonder what with the cracks in the walls of the box, what the villagers inside there thought of the man that was outside with the sun cow. But whenever those inside the village looked out, they saw only their sun cow, that lovely black heat, that night chewer, that day maker. They smacked their lips with the cream of it. They did not say, "Look at that nice man standing outside looking in. How silly that he stands outside alone at the edge when we could simply make a place for him in the carvings, in our carvings of shapes and colors. Come, sir, you are welcome." They didn't say that. They didn't even see him. Who, I wonder, is outside of our beautiful box, wishing they might be invited in? Who, when we look out, are we not seeing? Who is invisible to us? And what boxes do we gaze in at, hoping to join in, hoping for a return recognition? It doesn't feel right to me for that lonely man to be so unnoticed, and he does act to change things. He is, after all, the thief in the title of the story. So what he does is he steals the sun cow. It was evidently an easy thing to do. He simply tossed a noose over her head and pulled her away. Away over the edge of the world, away from the box, away from all the can't get in. The man is hoping that he can leave the box and the can't get in and all those people behind him while he gets a little light. Taking the sun cow away, the lights and colors in the village plunged into darkness. Without the sun cow's milk, there was only night. The people couldn't see. Babies cried, unfound and unfed by their mothers. No one knew when to wake up, when to work. All the order lay like unswept wood scraps in a dark room. The tidy lines were lumped and smudged. The colors disappeared. Where had their sun cow gone? What had become of her? They waited in sorrow and fear. That description always breaks my heart, that little passage. Of course, thinking about the lonely on the outside guy, that breaks my heart too. None of those situations are right, the lonely on the outside, the dark on the inside. So the thief has taken the sun cow away. You might think things are okay for him, but they're not, actually, because the sun cow isn't giving him any light. He tries to milk her to get light. He sets down a stool and he gets a pail, and the cow, the sun cow, just kicks the pail away. The sun cow was, of course, only trying to save his life, because just think what would happen to a person who tried to milk the sun. It's not a tenable activity. But the lonely man doesn't know that the sun cow is concerned for his safety, doesn't know that the sun cow is actually thinking of him. The thief just sits there in the dark, his longing for light and for connection still unfulfilled. For ever so long he sat, hoping for her light again, longing for a sign that he might milk her. The thief is experiencing a real spiritual hunger. He has the sun cow but no light, and plunging the box village into darkness hasn't made him feel any less lonely either. So now what? Maybe the thief begins to consider that someone might as well have light, and it doesn't make any sense to hold on to a cow that's not giving him light anyway. So rather than both he and the box be in darkness, he decides to let go of the sun cow. And here's how the story concludes. Finally, he knew he could not keep her anymore. He leaned against her for goodbye, for a final giving in, to going back to the endless looking in and never having. Then he slipped the noose from its stake and from over her head and set the sun cow free. But she did not return to her circling walk around the village. Instead, she leapt up high, joyously high, up over the moon. And now she walks not just around one village, but in a vast sky circle around all the villages, around the circle of the whole world, so that no one now need simply look in without being part, without being seen. There are doors, carved intersections everywhere, lines crisscrossing that can be walked in and about, shivering and shining with color. Everywhere there is light. And that's the end of the story. And so I'm looking for the moral, and the story feels a little slippery to me. Part of me wants to say the moral is, let go of the cow. That makes a kind of sense to me. But it also seems like you could read this story. There's a part of this story that seems to validate the kind of blaming the victim kind of thing. So if you're feeling left out, if you're feeling excluded, whatever you do, don't act out. That thief should never have taken the sun cow. And of course, he's the thief. He needs to let go of the cow. But he isn't the one who had the power in that situation, I don't think. It seems to me it's the sun cow who carries the power of the light. So, and I have a question for the sun cow. What were you doing only circling that one box village at the start of the story? You left that poor man on the outside looking in. You left that poor man in the dark. I suppose it could be that the people in the box were hanging on to the sun cow. I mean, she's walking in a circle around them. It's kind of like she's tethered to that spot. But when he steals her, he doesn't have to untether her. He just slips the rope over her head and pulls her away. Maybe that sun cow had simply gotten into a habit. Maybe she'd just worn a groove for herself around that village that she couldn't get out of on her own, and that she needed a thief to come along and yank her out of that. Of course, getting yanked out of that groove didn't make anything better right away. In fact, there's more darkness then than there was before. But now that she's out of the groove and she feels free to roam again, that she feels that there might be some more possibilities, instead of going back to her own path, the sun cow is inspired to leap to a whole new path. Joyously high. The world isn't as small as she had gotten into the habit of thinking. If she really wants to be a source of light, she has to draw the circle larger so that no one now need simply look in without being part, without being seen. I wonder, could we look at this difficult, not quite post-COVID world we're living in as a time when the trickster has stolen our sun cow, and we're confused, and we've been plunged into some darkness, and our old habits don't seem to work like they used to work anymore? Is it possible that there might be something that we could see now that we couldn't see before? Is there something that you might have been tethered to? Is there a track that you had worn, a groove for yourself? Let go of the cow. Let us not confine ourselves to old paths, even if the box we're in is lovely and full of shapes and colors. May we always be carving more doors so that everywhere there are doors. When you are stuck, may a thief come along and yank you away. And let it be that sometimes you are the thief. May you find the sun cow that you should be stealing. Stealing and freeing. In this time of longest night, may we take the time to chew our cud, and may we find some warmth, and may the light return. May you leap joyously high up over the moon. May you know yourself as a source of light and warmth, a night chewer and a day maker. May no one now looking for light feel unseen. May you find doors everywhere, intersections and crisscrossings that you can walk in and about and through, shivering and shining with color. Everywhere there is light. So it is, so may it be.